one here now, but the others, some are supposedly going to be here in a couple of days. He said that over me, eyes only, this morning, and asked that I give it to you, not through the wrong check.
He was in with this group the other day. I don't know, I could still call him. he gave a very idiotic press conference. He said that on the last day I had asked for 126 benches, and that's why his horse broke down. You know, if he drives us to it, he'll just show the transcript of the last day to a few people. I hadn't asked for one single change on the last day. I mean, that's just a blatant lie. But that's the least bad thing he could say. Radio Hanoi is off the air completely. Yesterday they knocked it off.
What do they say about
Fulbright said to to me. You won his stake by 68%. He's up for
re-election.
He's running for re-election at 74.
Well, look, the main thing is, I mean, you can knock off the talks until they can. Whatever they do, we're going to go right forward with our, we're going
to
keep on
the talking. Chinese are leaking stuff to their newspaper men in town, in Peking, saying that they're losing confidence in me because I can't deliver them the peace, and obviously there's a split in our administration. I mean, that's the stuff that's being peddled all over the place. The moon.
That was at the moon.
Yeah.
Apparently. Who do you think's peddling that? That's coming out of it. That might be peddled out of North Vietnam, too.
Well, at first.
Or South Vietnam, might be you.
Well, it started here. A lot of people were putting it out when things looked fairly good.
Yeah.
And now it's being picked up elsewhere. But that's one that we ought to knock down.
She brought in this letter from Bunny Lasker. She saw him and said that cases. I think what's eating her must be the, I think it's this woman's deal. Could be all the packet. I should have thought of that earlier. Thank you. Thomas said that you wouldn't distribute all this new majority stuff, that it wouldn't look like you were totally ignoring your own people, your campaign people, and all that.
Well, understand what I'm really coming down to is a basic point as to whether or not you better let her get these goddamn lists if you're going to have this constant hassling around about them. I just don't know.
Well, she's got to do something, and she does that awfully well.
Yeah.
Anything she does, you're going to have hassling around with. She doesn't like to be told anything from anybody else, and yet she's got to, just like all of us, we've got to be told. I've just been an hour of Colson being told things, which is, you know, I need to be. I mean, there's things he knows I don't know.
Really?
What do you know? I mean, about people and positions and all that sort of stuff. He knows the people I don't know. I don't know any of these labor leaders. I don't know which ones we ought to be pushing further in which ways.
Right.
And what can I do? I've got to get his judgment on it.
Right, she mentioned she was on that. Didn't mention it to me.
appreciate driving the ditches.
I try to. And that serves as a practical to be leaning. We're be leaning very much to Cook. The question is, it's a matter of fact, isn't that George Cook's son in Nebraska?
Yep.
Well, I would lean to it for that reason. That's his sentimental choice.
Well, he's in the SS, so he knows what's going on.
And this is basically his sentimental choice. And that that's
typewriter one day saying, sorry to cause so much trouble for one day or something.
Oh, that's right, but I went back because I had it.
That's when you were doing something on letters. Thank you letters or something, campaign follow-up or something. But what we've done all this out, to the degree we can, is trying to divide and conquer, get everything done by getting everybody busy.
Why I got hurt.
Zero personality and total efficiency. And no trouble.
Do you think you should tell Rose to move forward?
No. She doesn't like it down there anyway. She doesn't like it because she's kind of alone down there. I think I should tell Rose to get out of here.
I agree.
Just tell her that you're going to be gone. Everybody else is going to be gone.
Be gone.
She ought to take some time. Get off.
Some time.
Go home. She'd probably rather go to Chicago or
no, she says that there's a lot left to be done.
Okay, let it, just let it stack up.
Don't stack.